because you have to heat it and stir it, right?
Yeah, I normally have kept it in a bowl with a tea towel over top of it, like a glass bowl. And then, like you said, I will sometimes like transfer to a different bowl and clean the original bowl. But just recently, I started keeping it in, Daniel's waking up. Hi, buddy. A glass jar. The brand, I believe, is Anchor. I think if you searched Anchor glass jar, I'll also leave a link to the one that I have down in the show notes. But it has a glass lid on it. And what I really like about it is the lid isn't airtight. So I just leave the lid on. And like I don't do like a tea towel or anything anymore. So, and I also like it because it holds a lot. And so like you said, you use a gallon one. You know, if you want to make like a big recipe the next day, like crepes, where it's a no weight recipe and you're just gonna need a whole bunch of starter, you'll have it available versus having like a cup or something.
Yeah, I really like that idea. I need to look at your link because that sounds like a good idea for summertime storage too.
Yeah, and then I just keep right next to it my einkorn flour that I'm feeding it. It like they just sit as a little pair, same kind of jar, yeah, on my counter.
I think the only no-nos are like plastic and stainless, right?
Yeah, and you know, I've even like put dough that I want to ferment for the next day in a stainless bowl and it's totally been fine. But yeah, I probably wouldn't heat my starter in there.
Yeah, I've done that too. You know, like the bowl of your stand mixer?
Uh-huh, yes.
I let mine ferment in there and yeah. I thought about it halfway through and I'm like, oh, I wonder if it's gonna rise, and it did.
It does, and I like doing that because then, you know, you can knead it. Like, say when I'm making sourdough tortillas, you can knead it in that bowl and then just leave it in that bowl so that it ferments till the next day. Okay, one more question. Actually, I have two more questions. Do you keep your starter in the fridge or on the counter? And I'm sure it depends.
On the counter. Well, mostly on the counter. Actually, I only put it in the fridge if we are going to be on vacation. I do use it so frequently. I make pancakes, crepes, like you talked about, Dutch babies. That's another really fun breakfast.
Okay, do you have that recipe on your blog?
I do, yeah.
I want to look that up. I don't even really know what Dutch baby. They're kind of like a fluffy
pancake.
Okay.
Yeah. I just make so many things and I feel like it's a good way for us to get in, you know, some good healthy fermented goodness each day. So.
Yeah. And if you want more on the health benefits, you can visit each of our blogs. I'm sure you have that on yours as well. The benefits of fermenting your grains. That could be a topic all on its own. I saw one time that you filled your crepes with like a certain kind of cream. What were you filling it with?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Bavarian cream. And I have promised so many people that I would get that recipe out because
it is. Okay, because I want it too. I filled mine with like a cream cheese type of thing. But I'm curious what your Bavarian cream is because it looked really pretty on your stories.
It's so good. And I use it for my, well, you had my donut.
Yes, I
fill my
did.
Donuts with it too. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. That was very good.
Yeah. It's just like such a good classic filling. So I really do need to post that. But I know it's not going to be this week. I've already got my blog post for this week scheduled. So maybe next week.
Okay, well, they might be able to find it on there soon. So
yeah.
Where can everyone find you or where should they go to find more?